We're back. This is Frank with Habbo, and we've got Chris Sill here in the studio, and he's going to deliver our Fall Olympics sports report.
That's right. All right. So we had Cavaliers field hockey, the number 8 Virginia field hockey team upset number 3 Old Dominion 5-4 over the weekend, capping off a 3-game week. We improved to 4-1 with a sole loss coming at Penn State earlier in the year. Men's soccer had a couple of games this weekend as well. We lost to Georgetown last week 2-1. And this past weekend, we edged Cal 2-1 on Friday, and then we lost in overtime to UCLA. But it's a young team. It's got 5 freshmen, 5 sophomores, a junior. Hopefully, Will Bates will be back healthy pretty soon. He's a Thomas Dale guy. And then the women completed a Texas trip with a 2-1 win over SMU. They're number 7 in the country, and we also...
They beat Texas.
That's right. Had a win against Texas. Yep. And then a couple of UVA graduates advanced playing doubles at the U.S. Open, beat James Blake and Sam Querrey. It was Dom Englott, class of 2009, and Treat Huey, class of 2008.
Pretty exciting. Also, Ben Coles in recent weeks won 2 golf tournaments right out of the gate. He's the first player ever to do that, I believe. We will have more of a golf report in one of the upcoming shows. We'll try to get Bowen Sargent, the UVA coach, to join us for a quick update, because Ben Coles is now qualified to get his card for next year, which is staggering. I mean, it's just...
How's Steve Marino doing these days?
Steve Marino had a knee injury and is rehabbing his knee.
Okay, because I haven't heard his name as much recently.
And James Driscoll has had a decent year, has made the weekend on a number of tournaments, and... I think he's steadily gaining confidence, so pretty happy about him.
All right, don't forget Thursday night at Sam Miller's downtown. I think the official program starts around 6 o'clock. I think they may even have a little preliminary cocktail hour at 5:30 if you want to show up a little early. Frank and I will be there, and as he said, head coach Joanne Boyle of the women's basketball team, as well as Dave Kane and Tony Covington of the football broadcast team will be there talking football and other things, anything of interest.
Lots of giveaway prizes, lots of drink specials, lots of free appetizers. And if you join the club, which is like $35 a year, everything about the party is free.
And we should mention Frank Maloney is a former president of the UVA Club of Richmond. That was in its heyday.
Yes.
It's been a little bit of a downhill slide since Frank left.
But I think the club is rallying back and the numbers are better, and they're trending up just like the football team, Habbo.
Absolutely. Good to hear.
Let's talk about the upcoming slate of games.
We got one tonight. First week of the ACC is not over yet.
Hard to believe it.
Tech versus Tech.
Yeah, you've got the rambling wreck rumbling into soggy Bleaksburg, Virginia, to play the Hokies.
Yeah, I'm told it's a little wet down there, apparently.
It's going to be a wicked game, I would think, because... windy weather and a lot of rain, and not really what the coaches or players wanted, but hopefully nobody gets hurt, because that's a bad situation, and you have to feel for all the players. At the rest of the schedule coming up next weekend, Miami is at Kansas State. I think that's an interesting game. Penn State is traveled into Charlottesville to play Air Wahoos. Ball State is at Clemson. That's unfortunate for Ball State. Maine is at BC, and I'm pretty certain Boston College is going to take out a little frustration.
On the Black Bears.
Austin Peay is going to be at Virginia Tech. North Carolina is at Wake Forest. That's an early ACC game. Savannah State is playing Florida State. God help them. Presbyterian is traveling to play Georgia Tech. I feel sorry for them. Duke is at Stanford. Now, there's a clash of academic titans. That's going to be at 10:30 at night. I don't know why they want to play that late at night.
You know, they really are academic titans.
They are. Maryland is at Temple. No love lost there. And NC State is at Connecticut. And I'm pretty certain NC State wants to get back in their winning ways. Let's talk about Penn State versus Virginia real quick. Hurry.
Yeah, it should be a heck of a football game. You would think Penn State coming off that loss is going to come to Charlottesville ready to play. So I think Virginia, you know, going to have to improve in a few areas, both offensively and defensively. But I think the Cavs will find a way to win the game.
You know, maybe Penn State won't try to jam the box with so many defensive players, so Virginia can try to get their offensive game going, because I think Virginia wants to run the ball first. However, Rocco and these receivers, they don't care. I think Rocco's capable of throwing for 400 yards.
Well, I think if they load up the box, you got to take what the other team's giving you.
I think you nibble them to death. You just throw, and finally they back off. kicking game has improved. I think there were a lot of concerns there. I think this is another game for Vasilik to do well as a punter. At the same time, Drew Jarrett, I think he demonstrated he's got his confidence. He stroked those kicks pretty well.
Well, the key with the kicking game is, will they perform under pressure? You know, yes. that game was, you know, the kicker, when you come out with the game on the line in the last couple of seconds, that's when you find out how good the kicker is.
Well, we don't want to see that next week.
Well, we'll see it before the year's over.
Yeah,
though.
But I mean, this coming game, we're trying to build confidence in the kicking game. And I thought Ian Fry did pretty well with his kickoffs. I think he needs to be a little bit more consistent with some of those kicks.
How do you like the new rule?
It's crazy because they kick a ball that's, you know, barely 1 yard over the goal line, and if the guy kneels down, he's automatically at the 25. Something about that rubs me wrong.
Yeah, but it's tough. I mean, if you take it 3 or 4 yards deep in the end zone, you got to have a pretty good return to beat what you do if you did kneel down. So it's an interesting strategy standpoint.
All right, let's do predictions, Hobbo.
Virginia wins the game against Penn State. Do you want to score?
Score.
27-17.
All right, Chris?
Virginia over Penn State, 24-14.
Say that again, 24-14?
24-14. Kalik Shepard, watch out for him.
Boy, did he get the ball a lot in the last game for a guy that was not even, in theory, going to play.
Had a hamstring issue
or
something?
There was talk of him not even playing. Then all of a sudden, he has the game of his career.
That's awesome.
I'm picking Virginia, and I'm going to say 24-10, Virginia.
Well, we're all in about the same range. Don't forget, next week we go back to 6 o'clock.
Which is going to be our regular time slot on Monday nights. Please tell your friends. Go Wahoos.
And we have Frank Quayle next week, longtime analyst. So it'll be good to have Frank on.
Jody Smith through the injury report, and Dr. Bobby Call will be in studio with us.
So we'll break down Penn State. Go Hoos.
You've been listening to Who's Talking on Richmond Sports Radio 910. Who's Talking is brought to you by Ortho Virginia, Moore's Volvo, LeClaire Ryan, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, CapTech Consulting, TheSaber.com, Hildrup Moving and Storage, Kelleher Heating and Air, Richmond Allergy and Asthma Associates, Zacharias Ganey Health Institute, and La Mer Restaurant. Get the podcast of this show at sportsradio910.com.